All right, folks, welcome to Nino's Corner.tv. This is the YouTube edition. Who is Candace Owens? You know, I've been watching her for quite a while, and I'm a fan of a lot of her work. I think what she's doing for humanity is unbelievable, especially for women. I think she uplifts women. I think she's a brilliant young lady. I think she's a family lady. She's always talking about her kids. She speaks out on whole culture. And she really puts a lot of misguided women in their place in a lot of debates. Very smart woman, no doubt about it, which makes it hard for me to believe that she could be so naive on someone like Vivek Ramaswamy and what angle he's coming at. Hard for me to believe. Very hard for me to believe. But that begs the question, is she compromised? Has she sold out? Or really just naive on the whole operation at hand here? Because if you're part of Nino's Corner.tv or my YouTube channel, you know there's a lot more at work here. There's multiple chess games being played right now. A lot of these nominees. Now, I understand Vivek has pulled out of the race. I understand that. That does not mean he's not waiting to be VP. Okay? That does not mean he's still waiting in the shadows. A lot of these nominees are hoping like hell and betting on it that the charges will, and he will be convicted, that he will be convicted and taken out of the race, probably, as Vivek said, in the springtime. So is Candace getting ahead of the ball? She wants to show her support for Vivek because she believes he's the future of the Republican Party. Is there something she's being told that we're not aware of? I'm just asking the questions because I have a hard time believing that she's that naive for as smart as she is. But then again, we understand that there is a spiritual awareness within this patriot community. And some people have it, some people don't. And what's happening in this patriot community is people are picking their lane. A lot of your favorite hosts, alternative hosts, are picking their lane. A lot of them are going to be selling out. So let's look here. It says in black and white on Truth Social. This is coming from the horse's mouth, folks. Vivek started his campaign as a great supporter, the best president in generations. Unfortunately, now all he does is disguise his support in the form of deceitful campaign tricks. Now, you know that for a few years now, I've been speaking out against DeSantis. I called it when it was not even popular, and I took a lot of bullets and arrows for that. And then I did the same thing with Vivek just a few months ago. Unfortunately, now all he does is disguise his support in the form of deceitful campaign tricks. Very sly. But a vote for Vivek is a vote for the other side. Don't get duped by this. So are you telling me Candace is getting duped as smart as she is? Very sly, but a vote for Vivek is a vote for the other side. So is she giving her vote to the other side? I mean, it's black and white right here, folks, right from Trump himself. Don't waste your vote. Vivek is not MAGA. He's letting you know that this man is a wolf in sheep's clothing. So why is she giving her endorsement to him? Now, I understand that she's pulled out of the race. I get it. I totally get it. But let's look further here. Let's look to what Vivek says. And to me, this is just a car salesman's plea.
Here's our truth, and nobody seems to want to acknowledge it. But it's what's happening in plain sight. I'm going to ask you to open your eyes. They want to narrow this down to a two-horse race in Nikki Haley.
So he's stating the obvious here. He's letting you know, hey, look, this is the plan. This is what's going to happen. But what's this guy's motive? He's part of the world, the WEF site. His picture was on there. No need to look any further than that. No need to look at people are telling. He's telling you who he is before he even gets started. Now, what I think he's doing is being the number one cheerleader so that when he is convicted, this guy emerges on the scene once again, maybe as a VP this time. Maybe DeSantis or Haley picks him as a VP.
Who they can control, spring or whenever it is, and trot their puppet into the White House. It's hiding in plain sight.
I just don't trust this guy. And I've said this before, and I was right, made the Truth Social post. Now, he's letting you know the plan here. He's letting you know what they're going to do. So why would someone as smart as Candace get behind this guy, knowing what's at stake here, knowing that everything's off the table, I guess that's the way you say it. Makes no sense to me. So let's look at what Candace Owens says here.
Hey. I've been trending on Twitter for like 2 days because I like Vivek Ramaswamy. I don't know what else to say. I'm definitely.
Oh my God. What's with the Valley Girl accent? I mean, what is she doing here, right? I mean, okay, you don't need to talk like this. Jesus.
I'm not going
to
apologize for liking Vivek Ramaswamy. And I think it's absolutely insane that people are saying.
So what does this mean? Are you naive? Is she naive to what's at hand here, the operation at hand? Did she sell out? That's the question I'm asking. Did she sell out?
That to like a candidate that is clearly the future of the Republican Party makes you some.
Clearly the future of the Republican Party. I mean, I can't help but think, is she still stuck in that paradigm? She's smart in all other areas, but she's still stuck in that third dimensional left-right paradigm. You lead me to believe this. Like I said, folks, at this point, you're going to see a lot of people pick their lanes. And this is all about spiritual awareness. This is a spiritual war. But is she still stuck in that paradigm? Because it sure seems like it.
Somehow disloyal or that you're betraying Trump. It's an absolute nonsense. I'm now a mother of three children.
Why do you have to say that? I don't understand. She's always driving that home.
I'm invested in the future. And I hope that everyone pays attention to Vivek because I believe he is that.
No. It's not that, folks. He's not that. Either she's not aware of what's going on, what's at stake here. This is for all the marbles. This is for all of humanity. This is for our species. This is for the Casino Royale. For her not to understand this really poses a lot of questions on her motive. And it's either one. It's either she's naive or she's sold out. And both are unacceptable to me. Both are massively unacceptable to me. So, folks, what we're watching here are people picking their lane. And I want to know from you, what's your thoughts on Candace? I mean, I know she does a lot of good work within the community. She does. I think she's a beautiful activist for women. And I think she drives home a lot of valid points. But on this one, my antenna's raised up. I don't understand where she's coming from because we all know, Trump said it himself, who is Vivek Ramaswamy? Who is Candace Owens? People are picking their lane right now. 2024 is a pivotal year, not just for America, but for humanity. Give me your thoughts down below, folks. Let me know what you think.